नमस्कार। हमारा देश और पूरा विश्व आज कोविड-19 की चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है। कोविड-19 अभी ख़त्म नहीं हुआ और कोविड-19 की तरफ लड़ाई करते करते इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू लिसन समथिंग कूल अमेजिंग एंड एंटरटेनिंग लिसन टू आवर पॉडकास्ट। हाई आई एम राजीव।
हाई आई एम अभिषेक एंड वी ब्रिंग यू आवर पॉडकास्ट बट वाई वी नेम्ड इट लाइक दिस। लिसन टू अस because we bring you amazing stories and interesting facts around the world.
So welcome to our podcast. We are starting a new podcast. We have Abhishek with us. Abhishek Kolwankar is a very good friend of mine.
Cool.
Yeah. So let's start with an introduction. Who are we and what are we gonna do? So my name is Rajiv and I wanted to do this podcast since last many years. Thankfully, because of lockdown, I can do it now. So recently in a Twitter conversation, Abhishek also said that let's start a podcast and discuss about things that we know and discuss about all those things that we pretend to know. So this is our podcast, But Why?
Yes, Rajiv, But Why? Yes. So like Rajiv mentioned that due to the pandemic, he meant to start a podcast. For me, it was completely different. Throughout the pandemic, I practically did nothing. So now since the things are getting back to normal, that's when I decided it's time to get busy and not with work, but with a podcast. And that's why I am here with Rajiv with our new podcast, But Why?
We have chosen this name for a particular reason, because there are many questions or many things that happens around us and we generally ask this question, but why? And when we were discussing what should be the name of our podcast, Abhishek seems to have a very interesting story about it. So Abhishek, can you tell us how you came up with this name?
It's not interesting, but I'll still tell you guys. So I was listening to this US presidential debate a while ago. That was the last debate at Nashville between Trump and Joe Biden, of course, two great personalities going at each other. The questions were actually really good, but the answers which these two personalities were giving out, especially Mr. Trump, made me realize that why exactly such kind of debates happen and how exactly such people reach such podiums. A lingering thought after every answer was, but why? And maybe I credit this occasion for me to give this podcast this name, but why? So yeah, that's
yes,
the story.
That's the story. And second most thing is this 2020, this year, throughout this year, we ask the same question, but why? Why this year happened? Why 2020? We just want to skip this year and we want to go to next year as if the pandemic is going to over in 2020. That's what we believe. We don't know whether it will happen or not, but that's why, but why?
But that's the best part. Again, but is here. So like we would like to have a lot of buts in between a lot of topics throughout this podcast. Just like this pandemic was a but in everybody's plans or whatever life plans they had, it was a but in between. So yeah, I'm very happy to hear Rajiv is very positive that this is the year where the pandemic has happened. Just when it becomes 1st January 2021, the pandemic
yes,
won't
yes.
be there. So kudos to that kind of positivity.
Because I've seen many people on Twitter, they actually tracking down and saying that, oh, only 2 months to go for 2020, as if they are saying that in 2021, everything will be fine. So this is the only year, like we had 2012, where we thought that world will end. Eventually, it didn't happen. I believe Mayan wanted to calculate it and they miscalculated. They wanted to say it's 2020. It turned out 2012. Little miscalculation in maths. So that might be the reason.
Maybe Rajiv, they meant 21. They just interchanged the 1 and 2.
Hope not. We hope not.
Maybe the end of the May. We definitely hope not, but it looks more likely with the whole pandemic scenario. 21 has the potential to end everything for us. Did you hear about the earthquake which happened in Greece and Turkey yesterday?
Yes, yes. No, a lot of things happened actually, not just this earthquake, but if we take out the entire...
Yeah, of course, a lot of things happened. Other than the earthquake, there were a lot of fake videos of previous earthquakes and landslides which were promoted saying that this is what happened in Turkey. Unfortunately, that is the power of digital media today.
Yes. But first, let's tell what are the topics that we are going to discuss today. So we are going to discuss today...
Yes, Raj, please go ahead.
Yeah. In this podcast, we are going to discuss about the Australia tour, the Scots that got selected for Australia's tour. US presidential election, definitely, and the major news that broke out, Black Widow from Marvel Studio, she got married third time. So we are going to discuss this, but before that, like you mentioned, social media, mostly YouTube, we have seen many such funny videos, and one video that we came across and we would like to talk about that video. This is the video about a teacher and his unique style of asking like and share. So
yeah, one of my favorite videos on social media right now, and one of the very few which I shared on my profile. There's this so like we know every day everything is on Zoom or online today. So like everybody knows that everything is on social media and digital media today. So is the coaching classes and etc. So there's this one specific teacher who does coaching online on YouTube. He has a channel over there. And he is known to be super energetic. Energetic as in like, he's energetic plus he's persuasive. And how does he do that? So in one or more of his lectures, he'll start he teaches maths, of course. So he'll start his mathematical calculation as x square plus y square is equal to that plus z square is equal to x, y, z raised to this, that. And the moment he finishes that, he starts yelling, "Toko, like or share toko, like or share toko, maakala, like or share toko." And that maakala is basically, he's not abusing. That's the name of the classes, Mahakal classes. And he's yelling, "Like or share toko, maakala, like or share toko." And this statement comes random in between a algebra equation. So it is very surprising, but
that's the most funniest way of asking like and shares. We can adopt that method to ask people to like and share our podcast, definitely. But when
I hope they people also hit like the person who hits like and share in the video itself. We got a person who hits like when the guy says like or share toko, this guy goes on hitting on the keyboard like and share, and he breaks the keyboard.
Yes.
So I hope everybody likes and shares our podcast also, just like
right. That. But let's talk about teacher, because we are discussing about teacher now that everything gone online. But in our days, we had very different memories about our college or school life.
Just a moment, Rajiv. Yeah. Don't say our time. We are not that old. Maybe you are, but not me.
Okay.
So I'll ask your story of your time.
Yes, in my time, I'm also not that old, but talking about this generation, our time is definitely different one, Abhishek. So because of that,
we can say non-pandemic times.
Non-pandemic time, 80, 20 years ago. Actually, okay. 10 years ago or maybe.
Okay. So Rajiv, tell me about your favorite teacher then. Who was the most inspirational person in your life?
Favorite teacher? Well, I had many teachers. I was a favorite student for all the teachers. I was a normal student. It's not like that I used to score a lot. I was a mediocre student. Mm-hmm. But I was that one student that people hate because teacher likes him. That's why entire class hates that particular student. I was that student.
So are you those students who used to remind peer teachers of the checking homework and all? Are you that type of student?
No, I never did that. But you know, because I was favorite student, I used to get all the benefits, and people I was in a school of harami students. All my friends were haramis. And definitely because, you know, I remember one particular incident where we had a workbook and we were supposed to finish the workbook before certain period and then we have to submit it. And I saw that my workbook, I submitted it. When I got back that workbook, my name page was teared off by one of the student and he put his name. And I was like, why? But this kind of harami student were in my school. I went to my teacher, I told him, he said, I realized that this is something fishy. So this is what I used to study with. I was in all boys school. So definitely we are born haramis.
So I was not so attested to the word harami pun, but I was a very simple and not so hardworking student back in my school days. The first part of which is very difficult to believe, that I was a very simple and a not mastikor kind of a guy. But I think in my second half of my schooling, especially after seventh grade, etc., that's when I started getting slightly serious about studies. Not because I liked them, but I was just scared about failing 10th standard. That was my concern, and I just didn't want that humiliation. For that reason, I was studying. And actually, one of the reasons why I started studying in the second half was because of my teacher. One of the influential people in my life was my English teacher, who later eventually became my class teacher also for 9th and 10th grade, was Shubhda Vangikar. And that's one of the teachers which I very well remember, who helped me develop interest in one specific language which I was very bad at, and that's English. So yeah, that's one of my very beautiful memories from school.
Okay. And who was your teacher crush?
Oh, so teacher crush. So the hormone scene started happening in junior college, and I had this beautiful teacher who taught us electronics in the 11th and 12th grade. And she used to make me sit on the first bench, and it was kind of my naughtiness helped me come more closer to her, if you can say that. And that she was the one who was my first crush, teacher crush, first teacher crush.
So my teacher crush was my Sanskrit teacher, and I was in 8th standard, I believe, 8th or 9th standard. And okay. I have very pretty scary memory with her. She was a beautiful teacher, and like I said, we were from all boys school. So definitely when you see some beautiful girl in all boys school, you tend to have crush on her. So I had very bad memory associated with her because she slapped me very hard on my face. It happened because I was not paying attention in her lecture. And when I, you know, it was the first lecture for entire day, and for entire day I was sitting with my hand on my cheek, just trying to hide five fingers that were imprinted on my cheek for rest of the day.
That must have been a deadly slap, right?
Yes.
To have all five fingers.
Yes.
Was it your first tattoo?
That was my first tattoo, and that's the only tattoo I ever had.
Good, good, good. That kind of tattoo you should never have in your
Nobody
life.
Nobody should have.
So enough of our school and our educational accolades. We are not good at it anyhow. So people don't need to hear it. They're not going to get inspired from it.
Tendulkar, they got retired, not lost, means they are there still. But they got retired and we don't have them as an opener. And Rohit proved to be the best opener so far. And in the Australia tour, we will definitely miss his action. In fact, in last tour, he played really well.
Yeah, of course. Rohit is definitely the one of the best batsmen we have. Like, we have the powerful three trio at the top with Shikhar Dhawan, Rohit Sharma, and then Virat Kohli comes in at one. And we have to accept what is the current scenario. Actually, I think it is kind of a better decision for India right now, but slightly lucky also because we get to try our new vice captain, which has been newly appointed as KL Rahul. This guy has been in excellent form for past almost like 6-7 months, like brilliant form. Like, of course, 6-7 months before the pandemic stopped on the play. And even in IPL, you can see that his captaincy and the way he is performing as a batsman on the ground, he seems like a phoenix who has just came out of the ashes, especially after the controversy he faced a few years ago. So he's
it,
like
it
a
was
rising,
all because rising of Hardik Pandya, definitely, because KL Rahul was tracked. So it's like you and me going for the interview, and because of you, I'm facing all the bashes. It same happened like
that. That's okay, Rajiv. Because of me, you might get a girl also. So you kind of depend on me.
Okay, let's not go there.
So that's why I find that the KL Rahul's appointment as a vice captain kind of will help us for a future prospect also.
Yeah, but in the same time, Shreyas Iyer also proved to be the very nice captain for DC, and for first time DC is very performing really well. He's also young and he has a tendency to be a cool captain that we needed for this particular game. So, but still, KL got vice captaincy and not Shreyas Iyer. So what do you think about it?
So I personally think as a captain, KL Rahul will do better than Shreyas Iyer. Shreyas Iyer is definitely a younger prodigy than KL Rahul. But maybe he's too young in a team which is still ready to accept him as a permanent player. So I would rather let him play consistently for India for a year or two, and then then expect him to be given a role where he can basically be in command also if Virat Kohli etc. is not available as a captain. Right.
But there's one more question that remains unanswered. That would be who will open for India now, because Rohit is not there. KL was very well suited for the role, sixth batsman that we have seen in the past tour to Australia, and he and in New Zealand, of course. So he played with responsible cricket. He can open also because we have seen in IPL he really opened well and he was consistent throughout the IPL. So that is one more thing, that if KL is shifted back to opening role, who should be played at number six? Because for me, the first four player would be, of course, KL, Shikhar Dhawan, then Virat Kohli, then Shreyas Iyer. But who would be the sixth player who will come six down? That's the main, because we are actually struggling at middle order.
So definitely not Kedar Jadhav. Please, we have had enough of Kedar Jadhav for India tour now. So ideally for me, the opening will be KL Rahul and Shikhar Dhawan, of course. Then Virat Kohli at number three coming in. Then Manish Pandey. He is an excellent number four player. Then there is a good then Shreyas Iyer, but there is of course a conflict. Shreyas Iyer and Manish Pandey both can come either at 4-5 depending on the speed of runs happening. If you have early wicket, then Shreyas Iyer can play a more composed inning. Manish Pandey is slightly more explosive in ODI. I have seen him, like he can come at 4 and 5th and still hit a century. So that is something which I can see. And then we need the Pandya brother, the crazy Hardik Pandya, the all-rounder in the ODI squad. He can change matches in a jiffy. We have seen him do it and perform, especially at the international level. So Hardik Pandya definitely one over there. There's one more potential for opening batsman, if not KL Rahul, and that's Mayank Agarwal. Mayank Agarwal he is in the team and he has been playing excellent T20. And he's there in the Team India ODI squad also. So there we can see a change of he's playing, he's part of the test squad as a opener. So we might see him as a opener of the ODI team also.
Yeah, because he has also proved to be best and dependable batsman in New Zealand tour as well as in IPL. And he is consistent. He likes to play old book cricket, very matured cricket. Instead of going for the glory shot, he makes sure that he settles down and play a responsible cricket. So definitely Mayank Agarwal can be one of the openers that Virat Kohli might choose to. But the selection committee has selected two names which are surprising, as well as I believe they have given the chance to these two names, Varun and Siraj. So Varun played a nice T20 game. He turned out to be a very dependable spin ball attack. And that one inning by Siraj for RCB, where he took three or four wicket, I believe. And that is game changer. Also, Siraj played nice game in Ranji. So what do you think about these two names? These are the two names that surprisingly came.
Varun Chakraborty is a very good addition. I've seen him ball for KKR and he's doing fabulous bowling over there. He's a young talent, so we can as a part of a T20 squad, he will perform really well in the middle overs, not the depth overs. And I'm not so positive about Mohammad Siraj. I have seen him to be a slightly lethargic player. He reminds me of early days of Ashish Nehra, who is good at bowling but worse at everything else. So even the basic intent, maybe he needs to be under Kohli's captaincy for a while, then for longer maybe.
But he's a test team and
yes.
We have pretty good bowling attack in a test team. We have Mohammad Shami, we have Jasprit Bumrah. So Umesh Yadav also balls really well.
We are missing out on our main bowler, that is Ishan Sharma.
We are missing out. Yeah,
he has always performed on overseas tour.
Especially in Australia, he loves to play against Australia. Yes,
he loves to play. He loves to play against Australia. Of course, we're gonna miss him over there. Our test squad is pretty good. I hate to see Prithvi Shaw again included in test squad. That player, I'm sorry, but I just don't like Prithvi Shaw anymore. I think we have given him enough chances to prove and enough disappointments for us to not have him again. But here we are, we have him again in the test squad. What do you think, Rajiv?
Yeah, with the same, I believe we should give more chances to Shubham Gill. Shubham Gill has played nice cricket for KKR. Though he's not consistent enough for T20, but he's a nice test player. He can help us build more innings. So this time, we should give more chances to Gill than Shaw, Prithvi Shaw.
Definitely.
Let's move to the next and two final topics that we have. Let's quickly cover presidential election happening in USA, and we have two major players playing.
Are you excited, Rajiv? Are you excited for the election?
I'm excited for Donald Trump. I know, let's see what Donald Trump says this time. But for me, though Joe Biden seems to be the nice candidate and everyone is positive about Joe Biden, the most interesting candidate, and if you want entertainment for next 4 years again, then definitely go for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to provide a lot of entertainment than Joe Biden. Joe Biden will work a lot. He will make sure that America will be superpower again. But if you really want entertainment, I want entertainment from politicians. And Donald Trump is the best candidate for entertainment.
I think we have a Democrat amongst us. Rajiv is a super heavy supporter of Joe Biden and the Democratic rule. Again, you, Rajiv, were you disheartened when Hillary lost?
Yeah, I was, because there's two reasons behind it. One is, I believe people chose Trump over Clinton was because she was a woman. And that's one major disappointing thing that happened, because people knew what they are choosing for. They knew that this person is going to be bad for their country, but yet they chose him. And the second thing is, I don't know how US elections works, but Hillary got more votes than Donald Trump in the election. Yet Donald Trump became president because of their electoral process. So this is very disheartening moment for me.
So there can be a complete whole podcast on US electoral school, which is called the process. It's called electoral vote. That's how Trump won, actually. But the theory is simple. She got more votes, but the number of representatives in the red states, they chose Trump, and that's why even if he had less votes, he came in. And that's I think Trump might I have this weird feeling this time that Trump might win, might. So I don't know. I'm not saying that I'm thinking of like I want him to come. I personally don't care who comes, because it won't directly affect me. But I think Trump might come, because even Google released their data yesterday, and they said that there have been more searches and etc. about Trump's victory. And maybe we have another Cambridge Analytica in process, but let's hope it's not. Let's put it in back in the past.
Yeah. So last topic for the day.
Moving on. Most important topic, Rajiv.
Yes. Scarlett got married for the third time.
Black Widow is just Black Mrs. Black now. Tenora yes. Black.
No more Widow.
Tenora Black Hawk. She got married third time, Rajiv. She got married third time. Who kab karega?
Leave it. That topic is very difficult one. But why? That should be an answer for your question. But why?
There is no answer to it. Just get married. No, don't ask yourself, but why not? You ask yourself, but why not, of course.
Definitely.
So, yes, Rajiv. Not for the third time, but for the one and only time would be good for you, Rajiv.
Definitely. Yeah. Someday. I'm just waiting for Scarlett to get divorced for the third time, so I will get married to her. I won't mind to be her fourth husband.
Okay. That's very positive thinking, Rajiv. But tumhari maa nahi bolegi, because wo ladki bahut badi hai umar mein tumse.
That we will adjust.
Okay. So anything else left, Rajiv?
No, that's it for this podcast. We'll have a next podcast scheduled soon. This would be a bi-weekly podcast. So we'll meet you after 2 weeks. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay. So guys, thank you so much for listening to me and Rajiv. We will be sharing our Twitter, Insta, and other social media details on our own personal Twitter and Insta handle. My Twitter handle is @KolaBhi, @KolaBhi, and Instagram handle is @NoStraightFacePolicy. It's no straight face policy without any spaces.
And my Twitter as well as Instagram account is private variable. There is no space, nothing. It's a simple private variable, PrivateVariable.
So guys, do follow us on our Insta and Twitter handles, and check out the updates we'll be sharing soon. I hope you like our episode, and we'll be back after 2 weeks with a new one. We are looking forward to your feedback.